A reparations-related referendum set for part of our area. I'm Matt Small.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's top news. Live, local, and constantly updated. 24-7, 365. On the radio, on your smart speaker, the WTOP app, and WTOP.com.
Greenbelt City Council has approved a referendum for a commission to study what reparations could look like for its African American and Native American residents.
The City Council of Greenbelt should establish a 21-member commission to review, discuss, and make recommendations related to local reparations for African American and Native American residents of Greenbelt.
That's the question set to appear on the November 2nd ballot in Greenbelt, as read by City Council member Judith Davis. In a 5-1 council vote, it was approved Monday following months of negotiations on whether to allow residents to have a say on whether they want a commission to study and review possible reparations. If the referendum passes, the council will appoint 21 members to a commission aimed at researching the feasibility of local reparations and how they could be established. Matt Small, WTOP News.
It's 6:22 now. A referendum to create a commission to study what reparations could look like in Greenbelt for its African American and Native American residents has been approved by the City Council.
When voters in Greenbelt head to the polls later this year, they'll be able to vote yes or no to a referendum on whether the council should appoint 21 members to a commission aimed at researching the feasibility of local reparations and how they could be established. The council's 5-1 vote Monday okayed the November 2nd referendum for a commission to study what reparations could look like for its African American and Native American residents. City Council member Judith Davis.
This referendum question will be on the ballot for this November during the city election, the regular city election.
Matt Small, WTOP News.